Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, 811 WCCO. Number one story on the Star Tribs website this morning. It's coming out of Duluth. A topless Duluth swimmer is the story that's getting all the attention. She is with us. That's Michelle Bennett, a Duluth photographer. Michelle, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Are you a little overwhelmed by all the attention?
I am. It's been a weird week.
Well, take us through this. What happened?
Well, I was at the beach with a few friends. It was the first really nice summer day that we had gotten up in Duluth. And I was topless, as I usually am, and about 20 minutes into sunbathing, a woman approached me and told me that I was making her children uncomfortable and asked me to cover up. And I pointed out that there was a large umbrella in between us and her family. They were probably sitting like 70 feet away, and that they couldn't even see me and everything should be fine. And she pointed out that when I went in the water, they could see me. And I was just like, I don't know what to tell you. And so she walked away, and we were joking later, and we saw her on her phone that she was calling the police. And because I've been doing this for years and I've never had a problem. And then sure enough, half an hour later, an officer came walking up and said that he had heard that I refused to put a top on and it wasn't a nude beach. So I pointed out that no one was nude and referred him to the state law that I was familiar with, which refers to private parts, but then doesn't specify if breasts are considered private parts. And so there was about a half an hour back and forth between him and the police station or the city attorney. I'm not sure which, just to figure out if what I was doing was legal or not.
And what was the result of that conversation?
In the end, no one had a solution for it, so they left it up to the officer to determine if I was being lewd or not, and they decided that I was and asked me to put a shirt on, but I wasn't issued a citation or removed from the park. We had a great conversation about nudity and sexualizing women's bodies and policing women's bodies in the meantime, so at least that came out of it, but I did have to put a top on in the end.
Michelle, you said you've done this before. You ever had an incident like that?
No, I think in the years that I've been doing it, one woman, also a mother, mentioned something to me, and that's been it. No one's ever said anything rude to me. I mean, I'm sure some people are uncomfortable or just look the other way when they walk by, but that's what I do when I walk by men that I don't want to look at on the beach, and it's always worked for me.
Is this over?
No.
What kind of reaction? Do you think there would be solidarity effort for on your behalf, or what kind of reaction are you getting from people?
Well, I put it on social media right after it happened, and that's kind of how this all took off. Mm-hmm. But I've received overwhelming support from everyone. I felt pretty defeated at first when it happened, but I've gotten nothing but positive responses.
Yeah, and what part of the beach are you? I mean, are you kind of out of the mainstream when you do that?
No, I have an access point that I like to go to that's a little lesser known. You get a little bit more space. So I wasn't at any of the major points where tourists tend to go or big groups tend to go. I like my kind of off-the-beaten-path spot, but there was someone there that day that didn't like it.
Yeah, and so the police had to respond to the call, I'm sure, as well. Well, so you really don't have an answer on this then, officially.
No, I don't. I guess that it is up to the state, not the city. I did find some information in the city charter in Duluth, but the language included there was even more vague than the state law.
Yeah, so much more to come. I mean, just got to figure out if they're going to come up with some kind of solution or not, or if there's any more complaints. Now, in the meantime, your business, you're a photographer.
I am, yeah.
How is business?
Oh, it's great. I have a company called Wolf Skull Creative, and I started it a few years ago. I shoot a lot of portraits, engagements down at the beach right where I was.
And does this help business right now, getting this kind of attention?
I've gotten some inquiries for more topless photos that are outside of the more traditional boudoir style, which I thought was really fun. More women are wanting to show their breasts in a way that is less sexual and more, I don't know, normalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boudoir, too, is a big photography, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Well, listen, are you going to do this again now? You said you probably will, right?
I'll be back.
All right. Well, listen, Michelle, you've become a big story. I appreciate you taking time to join us here on CCO. Thanks for doing that.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, good talking to you. It is 8:16 at WCCO. Duluth talk from Michelle Bennett, making big news today on the web over the topless incident on the Park Point Beach in Duluth. It's 8:16 WCCO, your traffic and your weather coming up next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.